know how we've been talking about this Baptist move a bunch today and over the course of the week, obviously, because it's going to be a big thing tomorrow. One thing it hadn't occurred to me, I was looking at the route that they're going to take, and I was saying they'd like maybe they'd go west on Jordan, go west to Pace, and then go north. And then it occurred to me, oh, that crosses the railroad tracks. No, they're smart.
Yeah, right, right.
There is a little end of a siding, I think, that you cross when you get over on a Tahar, but they shouldn't have to deal with that too much. So that's good news. And because when I thought about it, I'm like, oh, you're going over railroad tracks. That's inconvenient for the patients. And I'm like, oh, you're going over the railroad tracks. That would be not a good thing in case there's a train, right? So that makes perfect sense. 7:23 on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, Dave Greenwood, always joins us at this time. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey,
Dave, how you doing? What are we looking at for this weekend, sir?
Starting up today with the yellow flag. There's a little bit of jellyfish in the water, so be advised we may be posting a purple flag, but that's just, you know, if we got a lot of jellyfish out there, we'll post a purple flag. I was in the water a few days ago and didn't get stung, so that's a good qualifier right there.
Now, you're going to laugh at me over this, but I'm going to tell the story anyway. We were out in Orange Beach or Gulf Shores. I forget which one it was, but where the state park is at. I guess it's the Gulf State Park. And we went out on the pier, and we're looking down the pier. And so my wife got to see a, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 foot shark. And, you know, I didn't see it, so I can't comment on it. I was jealous because she got to see it. They're common, I know. But then we saw the jellyfish. And, you know, I'm used to, like, the little, like, 4-inch jellies that you see around the beach typically. And I'm looking down at these jellies that are, like, I don't know, maybe 3 feet across. Just the big old moon jellies just swimming in the water. I'm like, but that happens, right?
Yes. Not to be, to be taken by surprise because it's the Gulf of Mexico. It's an open body of water. It's nature. And fortunately, people will try to control nature, and you can't control nature. You have to adapt to it.
You absolutely have to adapt to it. So I always appreciate that note from you. And, you know, they're there, you know, and we're intruding on their backyard, and so we just kind of have to be aware when they're in high prevalence, you know, just, don't mess with them. That's kind of the good solution. So, very good. Anything else we need to know for this weekend, Dave? As the temperatures are starting to cool, do you see fewer people when the temperatures cool like this, or do you still see a lot because people are like, oh, man, I'm not going to die in the heat today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great weekend to come to the beach, you know, and it's a drive-to destination, so people kind of plan their weekend around, you know, Pensacola Beach if they've got a big trip coming up or not a big trip, but just a small short trip to get out of town. And this is, like I say, this is what they call the shoulder season. It's after Labor Day, and we still have people coming out here, and we're still protecting and educating and protecting the public to come out. So,
absolutely.
And it's a beautiful time to come to the beach because, like you said, it's not unbearably hot.
It's not brutal. No, I totally agree. Dave Greenwood, he's the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for spending some time with us, keeping us informed, and for keeping us safe. I really appreciate that job.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You